Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 1.
Season 4, Episode 1, baby.
Episode 1. We did a pre
episode
season
4,
Episode 0 intro, pre-log, whatever you want to call it.
That feels like so long ago.
It probably is quite long ago. It's probably over 3 weeks ago. We haven't really kicked off this season very organized.
It's just too much going on.
Lots of busyness. So we are, hopefully this is the, well, it has to be. We've got to commit. We always commit.
We've literally just said, I'm coming back next week to get episode 2 done.
Yeah. And obviously, I think I'm going to start as I finished end of last season, which was editing it a bit quicker. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to edit it same weekend, get it out the same weekend. So back-to-back weekends, we should have two decent-sized episodes. So Paul, how have you been?
I've been great. Busy.
What have you been up to?
Busy.
You obviously had your kids away last week.
Oh, no, I had no kids last week.
So what did you get up to? You and the missus?
Oh, absolutely nothing. What do you expect?
Housework.
Went to IKEA, spent money, and it got to Friday, and I was like, we're picking them up tonight. Like,
yeah,
come on.
We've done nothing. To be fair, we'd probably be pretty similar, to be honest. We did have Daisy away for a few days last week on her first residential, yes. And she's not been the same girl since she's come back. She's
grown
just,
up?
No, she's just fallen apart. She's just emotional, overtired, not eating, crying about going to school. I think it hit her quite hard.
Oh, being away.
Yeah.
Oh, bless
her. And we can't quite figure out how to fix it at the moment. Mm. So parenting topic this week is emotional girls and not knowing how to fix them.
Yeah.
Is the topic this week.
That's the topic. Yeah, see, it's quite polar opposite because when I picked R2 up on, when was it? Friday last week.
Mm.
So they got dropped off at, I think the coach came back about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the evening. Weirdly, both the kids were on separate coaches.
Okay.
I think one had guides and one had brownies
on. Yeah.
So I went and got Layla, and Jess went and got Emily. First thing Layla says to me when she gets off the coach, before you say anything, I didn't miss you.
I don't miss you.
I didn't miss you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like,
dagger to the heart.
I was like, hello.
Well, fuck you. I sold your bed.
Yeah, get back on the fucking coach.
Yeah. I've just done your bedroom over the last week.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, by the way, I think it's all front.
Yeah. Bloody kids.
It's followed by a hug, so it's definitely all front.
Yeah, ours has pretty much been the opposite. They've both been very agoraphobic. We obviously had half term.
Yeah.
Back to school, and Daisy in particular just didn't want to leave the house, didn't want to get out of bed. Obviously, she came back from Hook Court with like a dodgy tummy and stuff, and yeah, basically just has gone completely into herself.
Yeah,
which is not like Daisy.
No, it's not.
But she's probably around your house now tearing it up.
I believe when I left she was hanging upside down over a bench
because
she's shown Jess some like space buns that she wants in her hair, because obviously Jess is doing their hair today.
Yeah, yeah. So she goes through these spells, so she'll be fine tonight.
Oh yeah, she's been fine.
And she'll be fine all weekend, and then when it will come back to Sunday, she'll get back to school anxiety and stuff. But yeah, you know, she hasn't really been eating a lot. But I think she just goes through phases. I think like most girls who are very hormonal, she had that phase where she was scared of going to shops because she didn't want to be locked in when they shut. And that went on for like 2 months. I think she got locked in a McDonald's toilet once and it kind of affected her.
Yeah.
She couldn't get out and had a freak out. And then she just didn't want to go to any shops for 2 months. Mm. So, and then she just suddenly like
it's midday. They're not shutting anytime soon.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I'd have to keep telling her, you know, you've got 4 hours until they shut.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just weird. And then just suddenly snapped out of it. So I'm hoping she just snaps out of this.
Yeah.
Because I've taken her to her side and said, look, you know, you can talk to me. You don't need to be scared or you're not going to get in trouble. But if, you know, there's anything bothering you. So we talk about a worry brain. Is it a tummy pain or a worry brain?
Yeah.
She's like, it's a worry brain. So I know it's not physical.
Yeah.
But it's manifesting itself as physical because she's worrying or
self-conscious. That's what your body does. You worry yourself sick, don't you?
Yeah, and she's hypersensitive. So we'll see. So yeah, parenting troubles and tribulations this week are dealing with pre-hormonal, pre-probably period, you know, kind of hormones. Yeah. She's 9 now, probably got a couple more years if we're lucky.
No, as far as I'm aware, Layla's nowhere near yet. So.
No, but Carly was an early bloomer, so...
I think she was 11,
so it could be on the cards. So there we go. So that's the parenting fun. Obviously, we've got Disney in 3 weeks.
You have.
So we're off to Florida. I will have one more podcast before I probably go. So this won't be the last time you might hear my voice, just in case anything happens. We'll have one more episode. But yeah, I'm still not excited.
No?
I'm not excited.
I think it's hard as a parent to get excited about these things.
Carly's excited.
It's all the stress.
Yeah. All I can think about is the stress of the travel and airport.
That's it. That's why Carly's excited, because she knows that you're going to stress and make sure everything's like regimented and ready to go.
Well, you say that. Like, she's organized everything.
Mm.
I've got this massive mental block about basically dying on a plane. I cannot get past it in my head. Poppy's obviously really scared, and I'm really anxious about how she's going to behave at the airport.
It's her first time on
the plane.
So, first time on a plane, yeah.
So I'm really anxious about that. I've suddenly developed this fear of flying because I've not flown in 9 years. Mm. So, and as a parent, you weirdly just kind of like you disaster manifest in your brain.
Yeah.
You know, I never would have thought back in the day about thinking about driving fast down a road and a kid's going to jump out in front of the car. But you just think different. I cannot explain it.
Yeah.
As soon as you become a parent, you think about shit differently.
Yeah, something changes.
Yeah. You just basically think of worst case scenario all the time.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, if I drive too fast down this road, a kid's going to jump out. And every time I'm like speeding, I stop because I think, oh, someone could have jumped out there. I wouldn't be able to stop in time. You just think really differently. Yeah. So all I'm thinking at the minute is we've got this long flight. There's so much that can go wrong. And I've been watching videos on YouTube from pilots saying how safe it is. I've been doing all sorts. I've written to BA to basically say, got a nervous dad and a nervous daughter. I haven't flown in 9 years. Poppy's never flown before. If there's anything that you can do to make the journey more distracting, comfortable, enjoyable, whatever, I would massively appreciate it. And one of my work colleagues, her friends at BA, quite high up. So she sent the email to Gatwick and the ground crew. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of a, you know, it doesn't need to be any special treatment other than just be really supportive and friendly.
Yeah.
But just heads up, I'm going to be sweating.
Yeah. If you hear someone screaming like a girl, it's a grown man.
It's me. And second, yeah, it'll be Poppy. Fair. So yeah, I've got all of that going on. So I can't quite get past that at the minute to think of how good this holiday is going to be. You know, we've got Universal, we've got, you know, obviously the main Disney resort, we've got water parks we're going to. There's going to be like Epcot's got loads of like round the world beer drinking and all sorts. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing time.
But I just can't get past it.
When you're there, I think once you've got off the plane,
yeah,
that's when you'll settle into it.
Yeah, and I've also got to drive there. So I've not driven in America before. I've driven on the right side in France, Belgium, Holland, but I've never driven on the right in America. So there's all that to go on as well. Yeah. So I think once the luggage is in the hotel room, and the beer is cracked,
you'll be fine.
Game on.
Yeah. You see, because we're going away May.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking at like dune buggy excursions because I want to drive when I get over there.
Yeah.
I hate driving left-hand drive. I absolutely detest it.
Yeah.
Because we get left-hand drive cars coming to work and I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something about driving in a different country, just want to do it.
It's the thing is, I know I make it sound like I'm really scared of doing everything, but I loved driving in France, Belgium, and Holland because their motorways are incredible and there's no cars on them. It's like the autobahn, but you can't speed that fast.
Yeah.
So like I remember driving through rural France on a like mirror like motorway, like the surface is just like a Formula One track.
Nice.
But you don't see a car for 10 minutes. They just I don't know what it is. They just don't either do these long distance drives between towns, or they, you know, they just stick to their little villages.
Yeah, yeah.
So everywhere in between, it's just plain sailing. It's amazing to drive, but it's when you get into the little towns, you get into Rennes, you get into all these little kind of like villages where it's stone cobbled roads and narrow and take turn sort of things. And if you don't have a car in front of you to guide you which way you're going, you're like, oh shit, you know, how tight do I take this left turn?
Yeah.
Because you're so used to being in the left lane going across that way, you're kind of in your head just thinking mirror image. But it's a weird sensation.
Yeah.
You know, because you're in a right... So when we drove with my car, so I'm in a right-hand drive car in a right-hand lane system.
Yeah. You're on the wrong side, yeah.
So you're on the wrong side. So it almost feels like, you know, when you go too fast around a corner and you tip in the cartoons, it feels like you're going to do that every time because you're used to almost hugging the inside turn.
The dotted lines.
Yeah. You're hugging the dotted lines, yeah. Whereas on this side, you're away from the dotted lines, so you tend to cut corners.
Yeah, you don't realise how far you're doing it.
Exactly. So hopefully that's the one good thing with America, is I'll be in a left-hand drive.
Yeah,
on automatic. A left-hand
drive, so you might feel a bit more comfortable.
Exactly. But I've never driven a left.
No.
No, I haven't. I've driven on the right, but always using a UK car. Yeah.
We get left-hand drive sportages in at work.
Yeah.
And I could tell you how many times I've punched the door.
Yeah.
Trying to change gear.
Yeah. I bet. And it's, I don't even know, are the pedals reversed?
No, pedals.
Pedals are.
Yeah, the pedals are exactly the same.
Gas on the right.
Yeah. So everything, yeah. So yeah, that's all the same. You haven't got to worry about, I mean, I could really fuck you up here and go the other way and go, yeah.
So it's when I punch accelerator and it's the brake and we all go through the windscreen.
Yeah, weird left-hand drive cars. Accelerator's in the middle.
That would be horrible.
Pedals are exactly the same.
Yeah.
It just means you just got to remember to change gear with your fucking right-hand drive.
Well, we've gone for an automatic, so it's just put it in drive and go. So that's not too bad. It'll be like a 4x4 of some sorts.
That'd be good.
Yeah, just, we've got all that. That's coming round really fast. So payday, I'm going to go buy loads of shorts and T-shirts. Mm. We're sat next to our suitcases here as we speak.
Huge.
Massive suitcases. And Carly's like, well, they don't expand. They're not that big. I was like, Jesus Christ.
How much are you planning on taking?
That's my wardrobe.
I mean, I know she could probably fit half of her running shoes in one of them.
Yeah, exactly. And she will be running on the holiday, just giving you a little heads up now. She's already looking at park runs. But I don't know I don't know how many litres this is, but they are very big.
They're massive.
They are very big suitcases. And obviously we've got two for the girls and we've got hand luggage. So we've got lots.
Yeah. So how on earth are you getting all that in your car? I have no idea.
Well, we're going in Carly's car because mine doesn't have central lock-in. We didn't want to leave that with the people to not understand how to lock the car.
True.
So we booked in with her car. So apparently these two cases do go in the boot, but then we've got the girls'
two
suitcases.
More on top.
So they'll be on their laps. So yeah, it's going to be an action-packed next month.
Isn't it?
But I will get up to Harry Potter World and I will get up to Star Wars.
Star Wars is the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Into the cantina.
And also the, is it the Avengers campus?
Yes.
So those three are the things I'm looking forward to. Like when I probably get excited, it's going to be Harry Potter 1, Marvel 2nd, Star Wars 3rd. That's probably my preference.
Cool.
On there.
Yes, yeah. Weirdly, Emily's favourite ride, they've just done Paris Disney, which she was like, oh yeah, it was the Marvel's, Ultra Force or something like that, the ride. I can't remember. Sonic Force, the ride.
So like a Ninjago style one.
And I looked at it. It's basically, what they've done is they've repurposed Space Mountain.
Okay.
So Space Mountain used to like shoot up and then disappear off. Basically, they've repurposed that and that's now like the Avengers Hyperforce ride. She's like, yeah, it's my favourite ride. And I was like,
she's quite brave.
That's good choice.
Because I wouldn't be going on any of them.
Layla's favourite part of going to Disney was?
Food.
Meeting Simon Cowell.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because she bumped into Simon Cowell.
Proper starstruck.
He was there because it's his son's birthday.
Nice.
Because why wouldn't you just pop to Disney on your son's birthday?
Well, he can pop anywhere he wants. Yeah. Bloody minted. As long as it's not Epstein's Island.
She sent us a photo. She goes, look who I've met. And we're like, oh, up texting like the group chat. Like, oh, wow, that's really cool. She's like, it's Simon Cowell. And we're going,
no.
Yeah, we...
It was Kevin Costner.
We know who it is.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. So, yeah, there's so much going on. So, moving into this week then, have we got any topics this week?
Well, obviously, off episode zero, we had loosely lined out a load of potential online topics.
Yes.
And, like you said earlier, we've kind of failed on a lot.
Should we tell them what we actually have done from our plan for pre-season? So we now have a list.
Yes, let's go. Let's do that because we can keep this for next week and we can have a chat about that later tonight and figure out what we're going to do.
Yep.
And then we can move on. We can talk about our new list.
Yeah. So, we have created the list that we spoke about in the prelude.
Episode zero.
Which is going to be basically audience participation, and you can buy stuff from the list for us to inhale, eat, drink.
And watch it on the Dagcast Instagram.
That's hopefully going to be the goal, as we will be recording each week. But there'll be some nasty stuff, some fun stuff, some nice stuff, some treats.
Yeah.
But you can basically participate when you buy something from the list. Just make sure you add who you are if you want to, of course.
Yeah. Your name, where you're from.
Yeah, and maybe a question.
Your shoe size, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, that will be probably pushed on the Dadcast page or our pages, whatever. Yeah,
so I think after this episode, when this episode goes live, the list is also going to go live.
We'll go live maybe straight after that. Yeah. So that will be quite fun. That's the kind of something that's a bit different for this season is just trying to get everyone a bit more involved and stuff. We don't want you spending loads of money, but equally, you know, we've got some stuff in there that's quite cheap.
Yeah, we've tried to, you know, make it fun and cost effective because turns out trying to buy some treats off Amazon are fucking expensive.
Amazon's not always cheap. But then if you are a rich listener, and we will put a couple of bits and bobs on there that may be a little bit more premium, or a bottle of this or a bottle of that, then by all means, you know, feel free to treat us.
We won't say no.
We won't say no.
We will say thank you.
There we go.
On that topic.
Yes.
I have got drinks for us.
Oh, yes, you have. Of course we have. Yeah, we're a bit late in getting into
we have. We're 15 minutes into an episode. We haven't had a drink yet.
Poo, so we're definitely a little bit rusty.
I do have drinks for us. By no means are they anything fancy or special. I was actually given these this week. And they're not from this country.
Yep.
And we haven't had them on the show yet. So I thought, ooh, what fucking idea.
And it's not our usual favourites.
And it's definitely not a Brewdog or a Beaver Town.
Yeah.
So... I helped one of the guys at work with one of his private jobs the other day, and he's like, have these as a thanks. So,
yeah, nice.
He got paid doing his private job, and I helped him do it. So, job done. So, I don't know if I've got any top to write on one of these.
What do we got? In the words of Pacino, what do we got?
There's literally, I've got anything underneath? No.
So do we need glasses or we can do can it? We can just can it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll let you do the honours. What do we got?
So the only clue I've got really for you is it just says the soul of Madrid.
I recognise the can. I recognise the colour already. It's a deep red.
It's a deep red can.
Iron Man colour scheme.
Yep. It's a nice red and gold.
Yep.
You've got a real dapper looking fellow with his flat cap on the top.
Yep.
And so we have some nice cans of Madrí.
Madrí. Now, I don't know if I've actually ever had a Madrí. I've obviously seen them on tap in a few places.
Mm. I do like a Madrí. It's nice.
Yeah. So let's get this open. Chin chin.
It's like a posh cellar.
It is. A bit of ASMR there for you.
Timed perfectly.
It was timed perfectly. It's, cheers, all. Ooh. That is
Cerveza Excepcional. That's what it says.
That's actually very nice.
Mm, they're just nice, refreshing beer, aren't they?
Mm.
It's like, it's a posh Stella.
Yeah, it is a posh Stella. It's not quite as
chemically
as a Stella. Stella's got that chemical aftertaste.
Yeah, it's just a good lager.
Yeah, that is nice. That would remind me of like a Peroni or something like that.
Yeah. To be fair, the other beers I got in the fridge at home were San Miguel, so I was kind of I was on a continental choice tonight.
You were on a continental one. Is it like the Grand Tour, but the beer version?
Mm. Well, obviously, we're going to Lanzarote in May, so I'm just getting myself ready.
Yeah. We'll need to come up with some funny episode names like they do on the Grand Tour. So I've just watched The Sand Job.
Oh, see, I need to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
It was good. I've watched it three times.
Oh, really?
The thing is with the Grand Tour, it's like it's the perfect popcorn TV. So you don't need to pay attention. Dip in and out. You don't even need to be watching it. It's just in the background. And every now and again, you'll glance over and they've done something funny.
Yeah.
So I love that. And I wish they'd make more. So I just finished watching it, obviously, on Prime. But get this. This show wasn't guilty of this because it's sponsored by Mini. So it's ad-free. Okay. Apart from the two fucking ads before it starts from Mini. So you get your two at the beginning. Then it says, you can thank Mini that this program is now ad-free. But fucking ads in the middle of programs now on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Even though I pay for it.
Yeah, so...
It's a new thing.
Yeah.
So you got Prime Plus.
Yeah, so we pay for...
So you got to pay extra to fucking remove the ads. I mean, how fucking, like...
I mean, Prime
shit is this new thing?
Annoyed the hell out of me anyway. The fact that you pay your £80-90 a year.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, you want to watch that TV series? £5 an episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like... I fucking pay you enough already.
Yeah, but the subscription model fucking TV is driving me crazy.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's gone up.
It's gone up, but you can bring yourself down a level.
I've done it.
And pay and watch ads.
Yeah. So yeah. So there's like four levels, I think. So I'm like the one above ads, but down to 1080p.
Yeah.
And only two
devices.
Devices.
Yeah. I think at the moment we're on like Disney Plus Pro or something.
Yeah,
and
it's
like 4K, 10 yeah. devices. You get all the premiere films.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
But now they're like, yeah, it's going to be £109 £109 a year.
Yeah.
So it's going up by like 20 quid.
Yeah, but they also went up 2 years previous by another 20 quid. So it's like, I think someone said it's like 120% in like 4 years.
Well, yeah, it was 60 quid.
Yeah.
It's now 80 quid.
Yeah.
Or yeah, it was now, it was 50 quid.
It was £4.99 at one point. So it was about 60 quid.
Yeah, about 60 quid. And then it's gone up to like 70 quid, 70, 80. And now it's going up to 110.
Yeah. Oh, absolute pain. So when you add, the thing is, it's not just that one thing, because it probably is worth that.
But the thing is...
But then it's Netflix, Prime.
A lot of people, they moved away from Virgin and Sky because you've got all these streaming services.
Yeah.
And now they've more or less got the monopoly of the TV game.
Yeah.
That then has now put everything up and up and up.
Got to catch them all. Mm. Got to be on them all. And that's literally the problem. Like, I would get rid of Sky tomorrow, but Carly's like, there's like two programs I watch on there. I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
Surely you can find them somewhere else.
Yeah. And the stuff that is on there that is like, because we don't have any premium channels on Sky.
No.
So we can go on BBC iPlayer, ITV iPlayer. You know, we pay a TV license. So we've got all of those. So it's just the obscure channels. I don't have sports. I don't have films. You know, I probably watch Netflix the most. Because most of the UK crime dramas and stuff and like Drive to Survive, which just came out today, is
on
there.
Netflix, yeah.
So it's all Netflix. There might be the occasional thing on Prime, like Grand Tour.
Yeah.
And then Disney or Apple as well. Apple will have like some American series, but they don't have a lot on Apple TV, I find.
No, see, I've just watched the third series of Slow Horses on there.
Yeah.
Which is great. Really good. That.
Yeah, great.
But Jess has just subscribed to Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Halo?
No, she's not subscribed for Halo. She's subscribed to, I don't know, some Teen Mum shit or something. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just endless.
Yeah.
But it's all these little passive £4, £5, £10.
Yeah.
And then you go at the end of the month and you weigh them up and you're like, well, it's 150 quid on subscription services. Mm. And, you know, it just feels absolutely crazy that you're paying all this money and it's not on one platform. You know, you've got to subscribe to all these different things.
You've got to shop and change, yeah.
Yeah. Like between, phone contracts, which is now over 100 quid, TV contracts, internet contracts, it's like 300 quid a month of your salary gone and entertainment.
We live in the UK and we're fucking idiots.
Always raining.
We have to pay the fucking TV license on top of that.
On top of that, yeah, exactly. But you know, the thing is, like, we're in the longest winter known to man at the moment and TV is like kind of all you got.
Yeah.
So you feel like you moan about it, but you would not have it.
No.
So, yeah, all of that at the moment is a bit of a pain. So we've gone off on a bit of a tangent there. I can't even remember why we started moaning about it.
I don't know. We were talking about beers and then we started rambling about TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we got lost. It's been a while. We're so out of practice with this podcast.
We are so out of practice. This is like a very big ramble.
Introducing that beer, I was like, what the fuck do I do again?
Yeah. How do I open it? Yeah.
I just want to drink the beer.
Yeah. We just have like 10 minutes of silence and just have a drink. Well, I hope you're enjoying this, everyone.
Yeah. So what... I've got a good good little child story.
Okay.
So Layla just...
Your child?
My child, yeah.
Not Layla. A random child?
No, just not some random child I found on the street.
Yeah, I whacked him in the face. It was brilliant.
It was hilarious. Though Layla, she's just an idiot, obviously. So Tuesday, I have this little routine on a Tuesday because Jess works late. So I'm leaving work, I phone Layla because she's 12, so she'll walk home from school. I'm like, right, I'm on my way home to go now. I'm going to go get Emily from school, run the bath for us.
Yeah.
So then when I get home, the routine is I'm home, check it. Bath's pretty much ready for one of them two to get in. The other one's doing spellings, homework while I'm sorting dinner out. So then while once their dinner's cooked, one can get out of the bath, have dinner, the other one can get in. It's all regimented.
Yeah.
It's like fucking clockwork. So I get to Emily's school, I text Layla, just got to Emily's school. Whack the cold on for us just to cool it down.
Yeah.
The reply I get is, I forgot to put the plug in. And I was like, what do you mean you forgot to put the plug in? She goes, yes, I ran the taps. I forgot to put the plug in the bath.
So she's not had a bath either now because she's been off doing something else. She
gets it ready. So when I get home,
then
one of them can get in.
Yeah.
They have to decide between the pair of them which one's getting in first.
Right.
She was like, it's not my fault. It was dark in there. I was like, did you not switch the lights on? She's like, no. I just ran in there, turned the tap on and left. I was like,
it's a bit more you need to do.
Are you some sort of idiot? Like, what part of running the bath? How did this?
The tap is by the plug.
Yeah, I was like, I was gobsmacked at how this happened.
Yeah.
It's not even like she's dropped it in and she's missed.
Because it's slightly unaligned.
We don't have one of those plugs. You physically have to turn a dial
to drop it in.
Yeah. And she's like,
oh, common sense of kids.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't understand how you've managed this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need to do an IQ test or something?
It's just the fact she's there, it's not my fault.
Well, like, yeah, it is, actually. Yeah.
Whose fault is it?
It's not Santa Claus.
You're the only person in the house.
Come on, child.
Yeah, I was just like, a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no. I mean, my...
Just one of those moments, isn't it?
I don't have too many of those. Mine is just them not fucking wanting to wash or do their teeth. They just like... they're lucky they haven't got to the stage where they have BO, because they would be the smelliest little children. Like, I have to have a shower. I can't have a shower the night before and go to work the next day. I have to shower in the morning before work. Otherwise, I just feel gross.
Yeah.
You know, and then often I'll have a shower in the evening or whatever if I'd have a really long day. But the girls, like, will happily go, like, 2 weeks without having a wash. Like, you literally need to force them to go in there. Then when you get in the bath, I can't get the fuckers out.
Yeah, it's so the opposite.
Like, they moan for an hour. I don't want to go in the bath. I don't want to go in the bath. And then in there, they're singing. You know, they're playing around.
The bubble beards are going on, yeah.
Oh, they're loving it. But like the other day, I was sent Daisy up and she wanted to do a podcast. I was like, I'll do a podcast with you, but you need to go have a bath first.
Mm.
So, you know, normally when...
I have no smelly co-hosts.
Yeah, exactly. Normally when there's a treat at the end, they do what they need to do. But it took me ages to get her in there. Then she was in there for ages. I couldn't get her out. But she came out of the bath like all wet. And I was like, have you washed your hair? Yeah. How have you washed your hair? Well, I just washed it. I was like, yeah, but your hair's still in a bubble. So you're like a hair bubble at the back.
Mm.
So she hasn't taken her hair out of the bubble.
Hair out, yeah.
So how the fuck can you clean your hair if it's still tied up in a ponytail?
Have you just gone underwater, blown the bubbles, got back up again? Yeah.
So I'm like, get back in the shower. So it's like another half an hour. And then Poppy got in. And by that time, it's like fucking 8 o'clock, it's bedtime.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm knackered by that point. I'm like, there's nothing happening tonight. There's no podcast. Ooh. I was like, well, you should have got out of the bath like half an hour ago.
Yeah.
You should have washed your hair properly.
See, we have to put a timer on our kids, especially Layla, because once she's in there, she'll just sit there all night if she can.
Hmm.
And so I have to put a timer
on. Same
as Daisy. Like, you have to, once, I'll give them like 20 minutes or so. Yeah. And I'm like, once she sets a timer on her iPad, I'm like, right, that's when you got to get out.
Yeah. No, that's it. I mean, for someone who moans so much about getting in the bath, they don't half enjoy it once they get in there.
That's it. They have to have an iPad with them so they can watch something while they're
same,
in there.
Same. It's a curse of the iPads. We're on a bit of a YouTube reduction, not a ban. We're on a reduction at the minute. Monday to Thursday, it's Netflix only. So they have to watch a program.
Yeah.
A 30-minute program with a story.
Since they've been back from Disney, all they've wanted to do is go on the iPad. It's like, well, we had a week with no iPad. Emily's like, I've not watched YouTube for a week. I need to catch up, basically. And like, that's all they want to do.
Yeah.
So
they watch shit.
So obviously through the parental controls on Apple,
yeah,
I've basically given them an hour a day.
Yeah. Well, we might have to start doing that as well. We might need to put these locks on the app and how much they can watch it, because they just mong out on it for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just watching shorts.
Yeah.
They're not even watching like a long format thing.
No.
Poppy, in fairness, will watch The Royal Family.
Yeah.
And then they're all right. They're not the worst one to watch. They do like lots of challenges and food challenges and stuff, and they're watchable. But when they start going on the shorts, and it's just like...
That's what Emmy does. Emily was just sitting in shorts.
You just start hearing the music and stuff, and then you hear swearing. You're like, whoa, get off that now.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll give Emily an hour a day.
Yeah.
And then the other day she was saying, oh, it's not working. Look. And I was like, well, what do you mean it's not working? I said, you've used your hour up.
Yeah.
I said, you can't use the app anymore. She went, I'm not using the app. I went, what do you mean? She goes, I'm watching it through Safari. Because she'd already figured out if she watches it through Safari,
smart bastard,
it fucking bypasses the thing. So I then had to, I was like, give me your fucking phone.
Yeah.
So I've had to go into it again.
Yeah.
And I've had to put an hour's timer physically on the YouTube website on Safari just to get around it.
Yeah.
Just, I was like, you fuck. I was like, how
clever. I wish you were this clever when you put the plug in the bath.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Mean, you can fucking launch a rocket from your iPad, but you can't fucking put a plug in the bath.
You can't run a bath.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, it's fucking Einstein bullshit this.
You got no common sense. You're all book smart.
Yeah. But yeah, so I was like, fuck, this is how she managed.
It is a curse. It is a curse. Attention span curse, zoning out, zombieing. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of mums and dads listening to this who feel the same way.
Absolutely, it kills every part of my soul having to be that parent
Yeah.
to sort of block TikTok, block YouTube,
Yeah, yeah.
and like gaming time, because I'm like,
I'm a tech guy.
That's literally all I do.
Yeah, I'm a tech guy. But the problem, you know, even like this goes back to the thing of saying, when I started social media, I always kind of made the joke of like, well, it's just online. It doesn't affect you. It can't, you know, how do people take it so seriously or get bullied or when it's online? But after doing it for 8 years, I know how susceptible I am to basically affecting my mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
So little kids and stuff, I'm, you know, I don't want them to be on that.
Mm.
And, you know, I do question whether some of what Daisy's going through is she seeing stuff online that's making her feel self-conscious or whatever. So it's a really hard one. So I think, like we said, we're not cutting out. We are reducing the amount of time with short form content for them. Monday to Thursday is basically only programs, whether it's Bluey or Monster High or, you know, she really likes How to Train Your Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That's Daisy's favorite, nice. which is brilliant. It's a good show and it's funny. So I'm cool with that. Monday to Thursday, knock yourself out. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll let the reins off a little bit where they can afford to be a little bit more kind of chilled zombied out.
It's hard because you want your time as well.
yeah, it buys me some time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's been really good. Like, away from TV and stuff, me and Poppy have been playing Fortnite.
Mm.
Now, Poppy's 7, you know, and she's very good with a keyboard and mouse. She's starting to learn a controller. They've done it the reverse way. Like, I played my entire childhood with a controller.
That's all we had.
Yeah. And I only... Oh, this is so gassy.
Jesus Christ. I'm struggling.
I've got a bit of indigestion here. And then I only picked up keyboard and mouse in my late 30s.
Yeah.
As a gamer, yeah, you know, obviously I've used keyboard and mouse, but not to game. So for me, I've gone back to controller recently, but it also helps, like, with whatever this pain is I'm getting in my hands. Mm. Keyboard and mouse can be quite painful after a while. But you know, I'm playing Fortnite with Poppy and really enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she wants basically V-Bucks now rather than Robux, but she wants all the skins and stuff. And
it's the upgrade you've been waiting for.
It basically is. And, you know, we play duos and stuff, and we came third the other day, and, you know, I get a little bit sweaty.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, come on, you need to get me out.
I start be to, better, Poppy.
Be better, goddammit.
You could have 360 no-scoped him.
Yeah. So, but it, you know, it's starting to feel like they're at that age now. Daisy's not quite as fussed, but Poppy is like, you want to play Fortnite? And yeah, she's playing some games now. But obviously, there's a lot of obbies on Fortnite.
Yes.
Yeah, so and it's better graphics than Robux.
Emily, she just sweat. There's like the 700 level obbies, like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's it.
It's all Emmy wants to do. If she wants to come, she'll either play Tony Hawk's and she'll just bop around in free mode on Tony Hawk's.
Yep.
Or she'll just do obbies on
And I like Fortnite. That. It is better than Fortnite. It's better than, sorry, Robux, like graphically and the way it behaves.
Yeah, it
stuff. And you get XP and obviously, you get some upgrades.
Buttload
and stuff.
Of like XP for those obbies.
Yeah, so I'm doing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles season at the minute, which I'm really enjoying.
This year I tried it. Was it the other, on Saturday? I had a game and I saw that was on there. So that looks quite cool. And like I was on the map, but I could see where there was like a goo or whatever to go get to. So I was trying to make my way there. By the time I got there, I fucking moved.
Yeah. So there's the cool thing is there's like these hot air balloons that come down in the shape of the Ninja Turtles head.
Mm.
So it'll be like, you know, Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael. And the gifts inside the crate are specific to that character. So I'm Michelangelo, the character that I've paid for and unlocked is Michelangelo. It was my favorite from the films and the cartoons. And you open his crate, you got the nunchucks, and you also get a box of pizza. And you can throw the pizza down, and then you can eat the slices to get your health back up.
Oh, nice!
So if you've got a couple of you in the squad, but the weapons are very OP.
Mm.
So like Donatello's one is mental. Like you can literally like fly across the map and like pound the ground and like, you know, you weaken everyone. But it's really good fun, you know. And it feels like because that season only launched like 10 days ago, like it's been a lot more sweaty. There's been a lot of people obviously that maybe took a break, finished the season pass. I've now come back because I've not got as many wins in the last like 3 weeks.
Mm.
But yeah, no, that's good fun. Obviously, everyone's going on about Helldivers 2.
I need to buy it. Like me and my apprentice, all we do like every evening and every day while we're at work, we're literally across the workshop from each other. We're just sending each other reels of fucking Helldivers. And he's texted me tonight saying I've done it, I've bought it.
Yeah.
Because he's got it on CD keys. It's 26 quid.
Yeah, well, I think to be honest, I will get it, and then it'll be great to jump on with four people. So if you guys are on,
Royalty group chat, there's a few people playing it. I know Loyal Rex is on it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think most people are on it. To be fair,
I was like 30. The thing is, I've got the cash, so I want a physical copy.
Yeah,
it is out of stock, fucking everywhere.
Really?
Like everywhere I've gone to, it's like buy now, collect.
Yeah.
Like Amazon was estimated delivery between the 8th of March and the 2nd of April.
Really?
And I was like, fuck me, like, this is Amazon. Like,
so it's going to have to be a digital. So he's playing on PC then?
He's PC. He's got a Razer Blade laptop.
See, I could get it on PC and then just use my controller.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of think, like, I'm not using my PS5. It'd be nice to actually get a game on a PS5.
PS5, yeah.
So I turned the PS5 on yesterday or day before.
You're doing Horizon, aren't you?
Yeah, it was already downloaded. Mm. So basically, when I went on to, like, what is it? Like, not Game Pass, their version of it, PS Plus library.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like 10 games on there that was just like, get them now so that when they're not in the library, you've got access to them. I think that was one of them. So I loaded up the other night. I didn't actually start playing it because I spent so long doing content for the pictures and the video that by the time it finished, I couldn't be fucked to start it.
Yeah, right.
So I actually haven't started that yet. But I feel like I want to get some games on there because I've played quite a lot on PC using an Xbox controller, which is brilliant. But I'm working with Smiths again. I've got another Xbox to pick up tomorrow.
Nice.
So I'm going to sell the S, replace it with an X.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got two X's upstairs, downstairs. But eventually, once the girls have their bedroom sorted out, I'm going to put an X in their bedroom.
Yeah.
So they can play all that. But the Xbox has got quite a lot of good games on it.
There's another thing. Going back to like TV subscriptions.
Yeah.
Fucking Game Pass, PlayStation Pass.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pay for all of those. You know, Nintendo's the worst one, though, I find, because you actually have to pay to actually be online.
Yeah, which is a bit shit.
You know, I know you kind of have that built into the other ones as well, but it almost feels like you're not just paying to be online. You're paying to be online and you get access to all of these games.
So you think get fuck all with Nintendo. You're just paying to be online.
Yeah.
It is like a fiver a year. But
Yeah, but it's like I pay £9 a month.
Oh, you got like a family pass or something?
Yeah. I think so. But I still can't get online on any of their profiles. Like, I haven't looked into it enough, but I feel like I'm very mugged off by Nintendo.
Yeah, I feel like you are, because I'm pretty sure ours is only like £20 for the whole year.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to look at it.
But it's... because the other day I went to... My Game Pass had expired and I wanted to play Power World.
Yeah.
So I had to pay... I had to buy some more Game Pass.
Mm.
It's CD keys, 3 months, £20.
Yeah.
Sorted. And I played Power World for like 2 hours and I was like, I just can't be arsed. It's not something I'm into.
I really enjoyed it, but I think it's one of those that you do need to break the back because you start off low level and you're like, everything's fucking OP.
Well, I was talking to John, our John, about it.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he's got, because it's obviously like, you can go customize your thing.
Yeah.
Just put the XP
up. Put your XP up really high.
So I did that.
Make it more
so
fun.
So I was like, way over leveled.
Yeah.
But I was just like,
Yeah.
Just I get the fascination and there's some cool things on there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was just like, I just can't be arsed with it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, you've got to be in the right mindset for any game. That's I think why I play Fortnite so much, because I can play two games. And when it wasn't Fortnite, it was Apex Legends. When it wasn't Apex Legends, it was something else. But as a parent and someone who's making content and stuff, like, I don't have a lot of time to sit down and get into a story game.
No.
Not a lot. So I think that's where those games are so good. You just go, right, I want to go in and have two games. That would probably still be 40 minutes. But it doesn't feel like it.
No.
You know, if you're in a game until the final three, it's a 20-minute game.
True.
But I can't put in an hour and a half on, like, Horizon.
No, I see. I do with Baldur's Gate. I've been playing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
Playing a lot of Baldur's Gate. And more important news is the Elden Ring DLC is on its way.
Yeah. So nice. So you've got that to smash when that
comes
out. You're
going to hear a lot of Elden Ring talk soon.
Nice. Nice. Nice if you play those games. I didn't get into that. I'm just trying to think what other things we've got on the horizon.
As it were. Dragon's Dogma comes out 2 days after my birthday, so I'll be playing that.
Yeah.
I think Helldivers is the one at the moment.
It's the one at the moment. It's like Power World straight into Helldivers. But yeah, no, I can't think of any other big. I mean, obviously, you've got GTA in 2077.
Oh, yeah. I might get it before I retire.
Yeah. No, I can't think of any others that I'm looking forward to. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of good stuff on TV. We've said Drive to Survive. There's a few other bits and pieces. Obviously, Grand Tour, Sand Jobs, really good. We've got Power World. We've got Helldivers 2. Obviously, you've got loads of different seasons on Apex Legends. And you know, I think Call of Duty is now bringing out kind of like fun skins. They like got away from the seriousness. I've
lost so much love for Call of Duty.
Oh, same. Like, I haven't played it in years. No. And Warzone and stuff. And downloading it, my system just doesn't seem to like it. No. But I do need to pick up an Alan Wake 2. I do want to play that.
Oh, because you started that before Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah, and also Bluey is now free on Game Pass.
Is it?
So I downloaded it yesterday for the kids.
Okay.
So Bluey might be one to chuck on your hard drive just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
But I've also been using the Quest 2 again.
Have you?
So obviously seeing all this content for the Apple Vision Pro, I've kind of got the bug for wanting to sit down. So I've been watching a few bits in the cinema.
Oh, nice.
And Daisy was in her bed yesterday because her pad ran out. I let her take the Meta Quest 2 up to her bed and watch Netflix in the cabin up in the mountains, and she really enjoyed it.
That's cool.
So I'm trying to use that, but now I'm itching. I want to have what you have, which is the Quest 3.
Yeah, obviously mine's like sat in a cupboard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I've got your gift still. You need to take tonight.
Yeah, mine's just, it's literally sat in a cupboard. I've done fuck all with it.
Yeah.
I was planning on, like, because there's like fitness stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, actually, well, I could do that. I was like, that'd be a good idea. But then the idea, is like, it's a cool idea to have.
Yeah.
But then in reality, when I was like, putting on a VR headset to do like remedial exercise,
yeah,
just kind of felt stupid. I was like, I could just.
I think that's a British thing because I think Americans, and if you are American, watch this. Don't take this the wrong way, but they embrace confidence. I don't know what it is. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, I just what you're saying.
The British are very much more reserved.
Yeah,
and if you saw someone walking down a high street in England with a VR headset on, you'd get the shit.
Like all the fucking vision things.
Yeah,
some of those ones were so funny. I'm sure one of the videos I saw, the guy like stopped mid crosswalk.
Yeah,
and was like touching screens and stuff, then carried on walking. I'm like,
yeah,
you can't just stop in the middle of the fucking street. Like, no, that you're gonna die.
No, that's it. And I get a lot of that is for show and for camera and you know, to make the content interesting and stuff. But over here, unless you're maybe in London or somewhere like that, like I feel awkward as fuck.
Mm.
Like, you know, we're all very introverted in the UK when it comes 100%. To making content in public. Like I could not put a camera out in public and basically start talking as people are walking past the camera. I'd feel like an absolute plum.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Apple Vision Pro. But I just want to, like, because you've got the next model up, which is better pass through, full color. Mm. You can do the screens and all that sort of stuff. I can't do that with mine.
Mine's black and white. It's still full color, but it's still grainy as fuck. It's like still grainy through a sandbag.
So when old Zuckerberg said, you know, I think not only is it the better value, it's the better headset. The resolution is probably not as good.
Yeah, so I don't know what. That's what got me about the vision, like seeing all the people, like walking down, doing like day to day. Driving their cars, that and the other. Knowing how the Quest looks, I'm like,
you wouldn't do that.
How is that? Because there is no way in hell you could do that through the Quest.
No.
You can't even look at your phone screen
when
you've got the Quest on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've not seen anyone doing it with the Quest, but definitely have seen it with Vision Pro. It
does interest me how clear that is, because if that's like this, then fair play to Apple.
Yeah, and then suddenly there's a massive screen up there. And we're watching our record time or something. You know, the implications are very cool, but it is still very much a luxury rather than a necessity. It's a gimmick.
I did see people doing the old stress test, trying to damage it and stuff, and apparently the lenses are just straight up plastic.
Yeah.
So I was like, they're not the longevity.
And it's very heavy as well. Mm. You know, I think, you know, the headset band that I've got, you know, in my one and these ones I've got here, obviously are nice. I like the design of it. Like the whole thing does look very Apple, very ergonomic and looks very comfy.
It's hardwired battery pack, isn't it?
That's right. Separate battery pack. So then there'll be loads of third party kind of accessories for it and stuff. And, you know, if it was £1,000, I'd be tempted. But £3,500, I mean, that is.
I think for £3,500, the pass through better
be good. I mean, we're in a fucking cost of living crisis. No one needs one of those.
No.
Unless you are literally, you know, minted or you are absolutely I don't know.
You've literally been gifted it.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, who would need it because if you've got an Apple Mac Pro or, you know, an Apple, you know, monitor built-in PC and stuff, do you really need it to be a bit bigger looking through glasses? I just want it for movies and cool shit and games. It doesn't play any games.
No.
I mean, it's like there aren't really games on Mac Hill there.
Not really.
It's all productivity and like multiple screens and YouTube and, you know, that's all cool and stuff. But is it cooler than watching it on a 70-inch TV?
Then, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think that's where I do agree with Zuckerberg. Like the Meta Quest is a fun device.
Yeah.
You can socialize, you can watch films, you can play stuff. It's just the resolution needs to be better. So if they brought, you know, I know they had the Meta Pro. I don't know how good that is.
I don't know.
But no one's talking about that.
No.
They're talking about that versus the Meta Quest 3, which you have. They're not talking about a Meta Pro.
No, I don't know if the Pro 3 is
Or maybe it never was actually released to public. I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's the only thing the Quest needs to do is to work on its resolution, its pixel density, because the virtual environments feel very fake. Although they look cool, you don't get that sense of immersion.
It's very animated. It feels like you're in a cool, you know, like 3D lounge and stuff, but it's very animated lounge.
Yeah, and not very interactive, where I've seen people sit in a campfire out in the middle of the woods, and you can see, you know, right off in the distance, you can see the trees moving with the wind and stuff, and it's all very, okay, yeah, you could kind of get that sense that we are somewhere that we're not. It's like Matrix.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of stuff, and that stuff excites me.
Like when we do big room and things, it's very, like, cartoony.
Yeah, it's very cartoony, and again, low pixel. So I watch Netflix on our TV, which is a 4K OLED, and then I'll put the headset on and I'll get frustrated because it feels very grainy.
You're on an old CRT TV.
Basically. Yeah. So it's like it takes that little bit of immersion away when you think, oh, I might as well just fucking take it off and watch the TV. But it's all the extra things of, like, yeah, having that big surround big surround screen, 100-inch screen or 200-inch screen. That's when it's fun. But it's got to be worth turning it on, sitting there looking like a knob.
Yeah, it's that's the hardest thing, I think, with VR, is getting out. Get out, get on.
But we need to play more co-op games on that, and maybe do that Blades and Sorcery game.
Yeah, it still makes me feel sick.
No, I don't get any of that. But cool. So how far are we in?
Oh, we're 45 minutes. So excuse me.
Well, that sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Unless we've got anything else to cover this week.
Bit of a droney rant for episode two, so I do apologise for that. But
we've covered a few topics.
We've gone good. I think main takeaways from this week are Madry beer is fucking brilliant to taste.
Madry beer is very gassy.
Tastes lovely,
it
very
tastes
gassy.
Tastes lovely, but very gassy. I feel like I've like grown like a belly during this, and I don't need any more of a belly.
In the Amazon list will be live as you're listening to this video. So
podcast.
Once you finish listening to this, you can go peruse our list of goodies, and if you want to surprise us with something, let us know.
Paul's going to finally log into the Dadcast Instagram account, so
and then
we can start
we will
posting on
record
that.
Record all of our live reactions of us to our gifts, so we won't even open the box until we are both present.
Well, should we play devil's advocate and presume that no one's going to do it in time for next week, and we basically my turn next week, so I'll pick something off the list.
Yeah.
So you won't know what it is.
Yeah.
Unless someone buys something.
We'll get the girls to pick.
Yeah.
So then we don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get Carly. Carly can pick this week.
Yeah.
So I won't know
so
either.
So when we go back to mine in a bit,
yeah,
we'll get one of them two to look for the list and pick something.
Like it. But they got to pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for it.
This is the gifted list.
Yeah.
We can't pay for
it. I'm not paying for my own list. I'm famous, don't you know?
Yeah. Do you know who
Dadcast
I am?
Streamed in 26 countries.
Oh,
fair enough. Well, there we go. Let's wrap it up there then.
Let's wrap up.
We're obviously doing a back-to-back week-to-week episode, so there'll be another one out next weekend.
There will be.
And thank you all for tuning in. Welcome back. And apologies for a bit of a ramble this week. This was a warm-up.
It was a warm-up. Back to the pod.
There we go. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
See you laters.